Mark, the 13th chapter. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cock crow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Advent, this season of preparing for Christmas, begins with a far horizon. There's no cozy family manger scene in our readings today, no angelic host singing glory to God, not even the scandal of a teenage pregnancy. No, we kick off the new church year with a reminder that Christ came already, that Christ lived and taught, that Christ died and is risen and will come again. Now, a couple of years ago, I preached on this text and went into great detail on different ways of understanding all of this talk about the Son of Man coming in clouds and the biblical idea of end times. This whole passage is making a reference to the book of Daniel and a prophetic vision of the coming reign of God and how that's different from all of our human kingdoms and empires. So if you're interested in that part of it, I'd be happy to tell you what I think, but I'm not going to focus on that today. This year, I'm drawn to the sense that Advent is a season that is focused on waiting, in a world that's gotten pretty used to instant gratification. I mean, there are still plenty of times when we do end up waiting, right? But whether that's in line at the grocery store checkout or the waiting room at the doctor's office, most of us would rather not be there. It's an inconvenience that we learn to live with, but waiting generally isn't part of the plan. It's not how we would choose to spend our time, given the choice. After all, why waste time waiting when you could be enjoying what you're waiting for? Or at least dealing with the new reality if the outcome is not so pleasant. Now, of course, there are times when the waiting itself is part of the natural order of things, and sometimes when the anticipation can even heighten the enjoyment. A host preparing for guests to arrive for a party. A pregnant woman waiting nervously for her due date. A young child waiting for his father to come home from active duty for the holidays. A little girl waiting eagerly for Santa, counting down the days, hours, minutes, and seconds until that magic moment. And then there's the kind of waiting that can be absolute torment. And perhaps some of you know what that's like. A homeless man on the street, hoping for a handout, waiting for his luck to change. The wife of 50 years sitting in a hospice room, waiting and watching for her husband's final breath. Or a protester, waiting for those in power to see, understand, and respond to her actions. Or an oppressed or occupied people, waiting and preparing for the right time to rise up against a tyrant. What you're waiting for, and what you do while you're waiting, tend to change the experience of waiting itself. So what are you waiting for? There's a saying in some of the social justice and community organizing circles that I'm part of. You've probably heard it before. We are the ones we've been waiting for. What I like about this saying is that it transforms waiting from a passive state to something more active. It encourages us to take responsibility for making our dreams and visions a reality. But in Advent, it's just not quite true. We are waiting for another. We are waiting for a Holy One to break into our lives, to make all things new, to reveal in glory once again that God, the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of life and joy and beauty and wholeness, is God with us, Emmanuel. That God has always been with us and will be with us always, kingdom without end. Amen. Advent is a time that reminds us that we live between times. Between the already begun of God's reign that revealed in the life and teachings of Christ and the way that the church continues to live out that teaching as the body of Christ in the world, and the not yet of the complete fulfillment of God's desires and purposes for our world. In Spanish, the word for to wait, esperar, also means to hope and to expect. Esperar, one word, can convey so many different nuances. It can be a command, espérate un momento, just wait a moment. It can be an expression of ambiguity, espero que sí, I hope so, but I don't really know for sure. Or it can be an active pastime, lo estoy esperando ahorita, I'm expecting him any minute now. To me, this word's multiple meanings suggest that waiting is an activity in which one's mind and heart can be actively engaged. Not just sitting around passively with no preference or investment in the outcome, but taking a position and knowing that it matters what one is waiting for, expectantly hoping for. So again, I ask, what are you waiting for? My guess is that for most of you here at Highlands, you probably aren't actively anticipating the second coming of Christ any day in your lives. If you are, that's okay too. But among other things, the line in here about this generation will not pass away, it's become kind of problematic for us and for the dozens of generations since the time of Christ. And in those 2,000 years, the world still seems as stuck as ever in human brokenness and suffering. And yet, we humans still experience a longing for the holy, a yearning to know that our lives have meaning, that there is something more than paychecks and rent, mortgage payments and daycare. Advent is a time to enter into that longing, that experience of God's absence, that knowing that we have divine potential within us that so often we fail to realize. Advent is a time to resist the cultural rhythms and momentum of more, faster, louder, richer. It's a time to take our cues from the earth, from the trees, the birds, and animals who are all preparing for a lean and quiet season, shedding leaves, bedding down, turning inward, becoming still. The word Advent itself means to come toward or a coming into being. And of course, the primary meaning here has to do with the incarnation, this image of God taking on flesh, the Christ child coming into being, love in human form being born in the lowest and unlikeliest of places. But I think it is also a call to us to come into being as the children of God, followers of the adult Christ, co-conspirators committed to bringing into being the kingdom of justice and peace that little baby Jesus in the manger grew up to believe in and to proclaim and to live out and to die for. It is a time to come into being as people in intimate relationship with the Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer of all things. And to do that requires time and practice, attention and intention. We will need to carve out time and space in our busy schedules to be with God, just to be, in companionship and mutual listening. Whether that is through scripture reading or song, through verbal prayer or silence, or the many other ways we can encounter our God, we will need to do it repeatedly, regularly, and often. To come into being as people ready to encounter the living God, the Holy One of Israel, the human one, the Son of Man, who brings the new era of God's reign, we will need to practice tending our souls and paying attention to the emergence of life abundant, love made flesh in our midst. We don't know just when God's light and love will break forth. It could be in the middle of the grocery store. It could be at a workplace holiday party. It could be in the evening as you watch your child asleep in bed, or it could be in the early morning hours when you lie awake for grief over a lost loved one. The reality of God's deep and abiding love, the self-giving way of Christ made real for all the world, the power of the Spirit to make all things new, any of these can erupt without warning at any moment in our lives. And we risk missing it if we are not paying attention, if we are not expectantly waiting and hoping for that very thing, for God to break silence and to show us once again that God is always with us in both the agony and the awesome joy of being human. And so this Advent season, I invite you to join me in finding ways to prepare our hearts, minds, and spirits for the coming into being of God's love and life among us. It will not be easy when there are so many cultural expectations and family obligations that may or may not add to our sense of waiting with hope for the one who is the source of every good and perfect gift. It may mean saying no to invitations. It may mean saying less when every commercial says more. It may mean spending more time on relationships or making things that add beauty and joy to the world instead of spending that time on consuming, whether you're consuming food, rich food, holiday beverages, whether you're consuming news about the world or products made in China. For the first several centuries that it was observed, Advent was a time not only of preparation, but of repentance. A time for acknowledging how we keep missing the mark, and then working to change the direction of our path. We've mostly let go of that part of the season, but I think it's worth bringing up, in case you, like me, are already feeling that it's hard to stay on track. So come, let us journey together into this Advent season, esperando, waiting, expecting, hoping upon hope that the coming of Christ will once more transform our hearts and help us come into being as the people God created us to be. What are you waiting for? Amen.